Happy Earth Month, everybody. Now, I know every year we write down our different goals that we want to accomplish for yourself, people around you, manifest it. And maybe one of our goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. You value companies that are thoughtful in every aspect of how they run their business. Good news, Macy's makes it easy to do just that. This Earth Month, join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's, Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. You can donate online or in-store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose. And who doesn't love going to the park, especially in the spring? Fresh air, frisbees, picnics, super cute dogs on leashes. I mean, that's my dream. Soaking up the sun with your friends or your kids or your nieces and nephews. Check this out. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. Their goal is to transform vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help create healthy, livable communities for generations to come. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Again, donate in store or online and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.
It's time for a quickie.
Podcast One presents The Lady Gang, the Hollywood Girl Posse. With Lady Gang Quickie, here's Kelty Knight, Becca Tobin, and Jack Vanek.
Let's make this quick.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to The Lady Gang Quickie. I am Becca here with Jack and Kelty.
Ooh. Becca, the star... I was going to say Becca the Star Vanek. Becca the Star Tobin has made time for us this week because she is currently in Vancouver shooting her television series, and we've found time to be together. Thank you, Becca.
She's a star.
Okay. Well, thank you, but I'm going to set a rule right now. It's probably way too late in the game. We can't keep talking about me being in Vancouver and me shooting a TV show.
No, because people don't know. Someone mean.
Here she goes. She's going to keep talking about it.
Someone mean.
What? Someone mean posted the other day in the Facebook group because we posted that this is a couple weeks ago, but someone posted, we posted the quickie about your journey to Vancouver, and they're like, I hope she's not there for holiday. Rude. She's working. I need to remind people that you're working.
Wait, why do they hope I'm not here for holiday?
Because then
they're
you're
not supposed to travel.
Oh. International travel.
Well, you just went on a trip.
Also,
break.
You, whoever you are, because I could also have a Canadian husband. You don't know my life. And I could be coming for the holidays.
We know your life and we know you don't have a Canadian husband, but thank you for that.
I have the opposite of a Canadian husband.
Yeah, you really do. It's a nice fantasy,
A deep fantasy. I remember once at work, I was really gunning to go to Nashville for one of the country music awards. And I was like, why am I not on this assignment? And they're like, oh, well, the girl that's going, she's from the country. And I was like, I'm from the country. And they're like, you're from Canada. I was like, you don't think we have country in Canada? I feel like I'm from the South, but it's the North.
Well, there are a lot of similarities in any kind of rural
prairie.
Small town.
Yeah. Yeah.
That, and similar people, similar values, similar, there are, it's yeah. not just... It's not just the South.
Do Canadians like country music?
We only listen to country music growing up.
That
but
makes
like,
sense to me.
I remember Justin Mills taking me to the, yes, Randy Travis and Dolly Parton and all the Reba.
Classics.
And Reba. I remember my hot high school boyfriend, Justin Mills, we used to go to Cowboys, which was a bar. And
we had a Cowboys.
Sounds so fun.
I think everyone has a Cowboys.
Is it a chain?
Two-stepping. We went for a sexual country music two-step.
I would do anything to go to a bar and do some country line dancing right now. That sounds delightful.
I want to know. Someone tell us. Is Cowboys a chain? Because we had a Cowboys in Atlanta where you only had to be 18 to go. 18 to party, 21 to drink.
Oh, and you Becca was like, I'm 14, I'm in.
I actually think
and
I did
drunk.
Go. I think I did go 14.
They were like, she's so hot, she can come in.
But it was, Zach used to, we didn't know this about each other, but he would go every single weekend, all through high school and wear a giant belt buckle and
oh my God.
A cowboy hat.
Yes. No. Oh my God. I can totally see that.
I need a photo.
Yes. Yes. Cowboys in Kennesaw. Oh my God.
I know for a fact that the one I went to was not a chain because what happened in Canada, well, where I'm from in Canada, in Edmonton, is that the people who own bars and stuff, they would go to Las Vegas and then they would just steal the name from the Las Vegas club.
Mm. Like a brand attached.
Yeah.
And people would be they're opening in Canada. And it's
they weren't. We got our own towel. We got our own rain. We got our own, but they were not at all the Palms Vegas Casino.
Right? And I wonder if there's like something with international trademarking that they can just do that and rip them off legally.
Or that when you pretty have genius. Only 50 people come into your bar, nobody cares.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, you know. Don't get Lady Gang Canada any ideas.
Canadian gang. I don't know. Anyway. Okay. All right. We're very excited for this because this episode of Lady Gang is brought to you by Sing It With Me.
What's in the box?
So we have been.
I'm distracted by your nail color.
I know.
What is it? Wait, let me see it.
It's gold glitter.
Ew.
Kelsey has gold glitter nails.
Did you get this manicure or did you do it yourself?
You got it.
I got it done. It's because I'm being festive for the holiday. I'm shooting a holiday commercial this week. I mean, a holiday special. And I wanted to be glittery. And also, I don't want to go to the nail salon all the time. Now I'm gotten used to not going. And you know, the glitter holds up better than the regular color.
It does.
It does?
Yeah.
It sticks to your like fingers.
Little
forever.
Bits of metal in there that just make
glitter gel or glitter polish?
Glitter gel and polish. They last very long.
Oh, I didn't know that because I've never put glitter on my fingers.
I knew you know, it was
it's a good idea. It's really a good idea in theory. Like it sounds cute. And then when you actually have it on, you're like, God damn it. It's like I look like I'm five.
Okay. No.
I know. It's disgusting. I knew it when I made the choice. I knew it. Like I was like, should I get nude? And I'm like, no, I need something to be happy about. And so I got glitter.
Listen,
and I knew as soon as it
are
was
you
done,
happy?
I got my toes done too. Well, as soon as I got it done, it was like when you buy jewelry at a jewelry store, there's something about the lighting in the jewelry store that they use like the halogen lamps or whatever. And everything's so shiny and beautiful. What is it called? Halogen?
Is that what they use?
What's the tiny bulb that lasts forever called? Halogen.
I think it is, yeah.
Oh, they have that in a nail salon?
Like the tungsten lighting?
The tungsten lighting, yeah. I don't know if they have it in the nail salon, but they have it in the jewelry shop. And so you're like, wow, this is such a sparkly diamond. You get it home, you're like, not as sparkly. I felt like something happened with the glitter nail polish on the little like fake nail that they were like, what color do you want? And like, I just went by it and I was like, it's so glittery. It's so
you know
beautiful.
What? The fake nail might've been a little longer than your nail too.
Well, that doesn't help that I have stubby thumbs.
Yeah.
Like stubby fingers. I've talked about this a lot that when God was making Kelty, it was like vagina, torso, arms. And then it got to my hands and they're like, we have no DNA left. We'll just finish it off with this tiny little fucking thumb.
Barely there nails.
Like,
it's okay.
Barely there. Like I end my toes and hands end at the knuckle.
Well, at least you're festive. You know what? You got to make the most of it.
You know what? And I'm wearing a glitter eyeshadow. Like I'm going for it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So many things. Okay. What's in the box? Here we go. Favorite product ever sponsored on the podcast?
Ooh. I mean, my recent favorite product that I have used our Lady Gang code for like five times so far is Seedlip that I never thought of really about at all. And then when they came on the podcast, I'm like, this is the most delicious shit I've ever tried. Mm-hmm. And I've bought like five bottles of it. I go through a bottle a week.
My favorite sponsor ever was Storyworth. They were the ones that make the books that you fill out. And I gifted it to my mom and she wrote the Book of Sheila. And it's like probably one of my most prized mementos.
Mine is probably Jenny Kane because it's like a place I love before podcasting. So it was like very exciting and it's very California. It's really specific to like our vibe.
Cali cool.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
All right.
I have also used our Lady Gang code on Jenny Kane stuff. That's when you know like that we have good sponsors because I'm like, well, I'm going to use all these codes.
Oh, and Healist. The CBD by Healist is really good. Like
it is good.
Real good.
Real good. Okay. Do celebrities at award shows look as flawless in real life as they do in pictures? Or can you see imperfections, makeup on their face? Do they have pores like the rest of us?
That's a you question.
It is a me question. There are a few. Okay. So first of all, the the photographs that they take, like the red carpet photos, they always have beautiful lighting. And there's like behind the photographers is like professional lighting. So think of it as professional level ring light for like everyone that walks the red carpet. So at the Golden Globes, at the Oscars, like at the Met Gala, like there's just beautiful lighting behind them. So that's why everyone looks really, really good. Mariah Carey travels with her own lighting team. So mm-hmm. when she comes on a red carpet, there's like a guy that's like holding a special light in front of her face. So I do think it like blows out the way like a filter on Instagram does some of the skin. But for the most part, I would say there are some people like that, the girl that was in Rocket Man, Lucy, the little blonde one that I
Boyton.
She has no pores. Her skin is as beautiful as the pictures. And like a Jennifer Lopez has like very poreless skin. But most of the time, the women and men have small lines, wrinkles, zits. There's a lot more zits than Hollywood would have you believe, don't you think?
Well, also, it's like you have to remember these are still people, like, and people have wrinkles and mm-hmm. zits and shit like that. I mean, if you go to like Celeb Face on Instagram, they do the close-ups of these celebrities' faces, because even when they're posting a picture, they're posting the retouched picture, they're retouching it themselves. And yeah. every, like a Kendall Jenner or a, like any of those kind of girls, it's like you look closely on their skin, they have a shit ton of like little bumps everywhere like everybody else does.
Well, the most eye-opening for me was watching David Letterman's show on Netflix. He interviewed mm-hmm. Kim Kardashian, and they did most of the interview like on the stage with beautiful lighting. She looks great. She is beautiful. Yes. But then they did a segment for the interview where they were in a CVS or like a Walgreens, like a convenience store. And that's like really harsh lighting for anyone. Yeah. So it's to see her in there, I was like, oh, this really like humanizes her. She still looks beautiful, but it's not like that flawless, beautiful, airbrushed in person look. It's like, oh, you also don't look great in the convenience store lighting.
Right. Well, and the same thing, like you said, like J-Lo has perfect skin. J-Lo's also on, there's a post about her on Celeb Face too, because it's like, I feel like you look at these people and you're like, how is it possible? And it's not possible. Like it really isn't possible. Even she, who is perfection in human form, still has lines and wrinkles.
Yep.
Yeah. And it's also the parts, like the face is so well done with the makeup and the highlighter and stuff, so that when that picture takes, it's so beautiful, you know, like it's the other parts of the body that you don't really think about when like on a red, like a man's like neck where they get like ingrown hairs. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, who is yeah. this man with like, you know, the little bumps and stuff, like everyone's imperfect. Okay. Moving to a new city where you don't know anyone, what's the best way to figure out housing? Go in the Lady Gang group.
so many movement questions.
What's people are moving. People on the move. What song can you not resist dancing to when it comes on?
Oh, I want to dance with somebody, Whitney Houston.
Oh, that is a good one.
I also, Higher Love, Kygo, Whitney Houston. Guys, Whitney makes the hits.
Whitney does make the hits. That's such okay, a good Whitney. That kind of
can you believe they played that at the Biden the like victory thing, and then his daughter came out and was like dancing to it. I was like, this is epic.
So those things, you can't, they don't ask for permission, do they? Do they just play it, and then if it's like going to the wrong side and somebody wants to take it down, then they get mad at you, like when it went the other way?
Sure, how that works, actually.
I don't know how that works. I'm sure you have to get permission, right?
Right.
I don't know. But that's know.
It's a great song, though.
So good.
Mine is weird. Mine is this song called Downtown. And it's
Downtown.
By,
that one?
Yeah.
Bruno
you
Mars.
You don't got that beat, boy.
Yeah, Macklemore.
Macklemore.
Yeah.
You know?
That's a good one.
You got 1999, Mariah Carey hair, very rare. I don't like to love it. That's not so random.
The first one that comes to my mind, that, and I am a terrible dancer, but I'll still try to do it, is Thriller.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. I don't know the last time I heard that.
$500 to
I don't know why it popped in my head.
One time, one of my jobs, Becca, were you on this job in New York? I bet you were. There was like 300 people hired to do the Thriller dance in Times Square for Sobe Life Water, for a water company outside the GMA studios. And we all learned Thriller.
I did learn Thriller for something else, though.
Oh, Yeah, it's very popular. That. Very popular. We'll just get some dancers and they'll do the Thriller dance.
Do you remember flash mobs? Oh,
I know.
Ugh.
I was going to say, is that, I couldn't think of the word. Was it a flash mob, Kelty?
Yeah, it was. I remember it because I remember that I was poor when I did it and I was so excited. It was like $500 and we had to rehearse all week. And then some people like started doing Thriller on the subway and then some were Times Square and somewhere. And it was like this, the Thriller dancers take over New York. Flash mob.
How exciting.
Yep. Dark times. Okay. What is your go-to healthy snack? Iced tea.
Air and
I love a glass of iced tea.
That's not a snack.
It's not
Kelty.
Food, Kelty.
No. I'm going to food. I'm saying like,
okay.
Cause they say that when you're hungry and you want to have a snack, like you should make sure you're drinking water and have, and hydrated.
I think that's
bit.
For weight loss, but yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, I love iced tea. I do. Iced tea break is delicious. My favorite healthy snack is hummus and some sort of vegetable. I like the spiciness of a hummus mixed with the crunchiness of like a celery.
Yeah. I do love like a cucumber with like rice wine vinegar and salt and pepper.
Yum.
A really good one. I also like to do turkey slices like rolled up with some sort of like lettuce.
Cream cheese? Oh.
No cream cheese. I don't really do cream cheese in my life.
What?
Mm-mm.
I don't really do
cream. I mean, I'll do it on a bagel. I'll do it on a bagel, but that is it.
Oh my God. I would eat cream cheese by itself. Straight.
Like a spoon?
I'd eat a spoonful of cream cheese right now if I had it.
Ooh.
Delicious. Oh, but a turkey cream cheese pickle roll up is quite delicious.
I
wouldn't
love a
call
pickle.
That healthy, but maybe take the cream cheese out and it's pretty healthy.
Yeah.
I do love a pickle. Pickle is an underrated deliciousness. Like add a pickle on something and
yep.
Pickles are the best. A nice dill pickle. Mm.
Okay. What's the weirdest place you've been recognized?
Oh God. Did I tell this story on the podcast like 2 years ago when we were in Maine? Like we had just traveled to meet my family in Maine for like a summer vacation and we had traveled like from LA to Maine. It's a schlep. It was like a really fucking long day, long day. And then we get to the rental car counter and we have like 2 hour drive ahead of us. So we're like still not even at the destination and they didn't have the car we reserved. It was literally a Larry David moment. And Zach's like, so I made a reservation, but the car is not here. And the guy's like, yes, that's right. And he's like, what is the point of a reservation if you can't guarantee that a car is going to be there? And like, you know, he's not being an asshole, but he's like, well, I don't get it. It's very Larry David. Mm-hmm. And I'm just sitting there standing next to him. And this like guy behind the counter is like, hey, are you Kitty from Glee?
Oh my God. Amazing.
And I was like, oh, fuck me. And then I looked at Zach and I was like, this is why we have to be so nice to everyone.
Did you get
it?
The
is
car
true.
You
it's true.
We did get a good car, but it wasn't because of that. It was because like Larry David himself was just, you know, relentless.
Oh my God. Jack, have you been recognized anywhere?
Well, something that comes to mind, it wasn't me, it was Jared. And it was recent. When I was at CCRM getting my eggs frozen, I was like checking out one of the days, and the girl that was the receptionist at the front desk, she goes, oh my God. She's like, I just realized where I recognize your boyfriend from. And I was like, oh, she's like, you know, Can't Stop, Won't Stop was like the record of my summer in high school. I'm like so excited. So like next time your boyfriend comes in here, like if I'm too speechless, like you'll know why. And It was like the next time you had to come in there was to jizz in a cup. Yeah. So
no.
And he's like, hey girl, you want to help me?
He's like, there's my biggest fan right at the front desk.
Do you guys have Sonos in there?
He probably gave you like the most confident ejaculation he's ever had.
Oh my God. It was full of ego.
Oh yeah. Full of ego.
That baby's going to come out being like, I am the champion myself.
Just with like a huge head from the very beginning.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What about you, Kelty?
This has happened a couple times, but I think the funniest thing is when people see Chris before they see me, because Chris is so tall that he just like peeks out over the top. And so oftentimes people come up and be like, I saw Chris, he's so tall. And then I knew you had to be close. That's happened like so many times. I think it's so funny. And
that happens with Jared too, just because he has such an interesting specific, look. Interesting coloring. Yeah.
Okay. When we come back, we have time for three more.
Good news, everyone. There's a new fabulous drink that's going to make you say, huzzah, huzzah. And that's actually what it's called. Huzzah. Huzzah is a new seltzer with added probiotics, which we all need, and 3 grams of sugar or less. Drink to your health, your gut health, that is, with probiotics to support gut health. Each flavor is non-perishable and can be stored at room temperature, but is delicious and refreshing when served cold. They have a delicious full flavor taste and 3 grams of sugar or less per every 12-ounce can. There's raspberry and lemon, strawberry and hibiscus, juicy pear, and we love to drink a sparkling beverage and also be getting our probiotics. This is a very Lady Gang thing. Stock up on Huzzah Probiotic Seltzer by using code LADY for 20% off your order at drinkhuzzah.com. I'm going to spell it for you in case Huzzah is not what you can see. That's code LADY for 20% off at drinkhuzzah.com. Huzzah! Gut health.
You're unique and so are your taxes. TurboTax Live has experienced tax experts who listen to you, learn about your unique tax situations, and answer your questions. And on top of all that, they can do your taxes from start to finish. Maybe you started investing and want some reassurance from an expert that you're doing things right. Maybe you're now self-employed and need some expert advice on what qualifies as a home office deduction. Or maybe you'd rather have an expert file your taxes for you so you can focus on what matters most. No matter what your situation is, TurboTax Live tax experts can answer your questions, give tax advice, review your return before you file, or even do it all for you. TurboTax Live gives you confidence that your uniquely you taxes are done right. Intuit TurboTax Live, file with the help of an expert or let an expert file for you.
The Lady Gang.
All right. What fictional character would you love to meet in real life? I love this question so much because it reminds me of when Christina Perry really thought Edward Cullen was real.
Oh my
and
God.
And she had pictures of Edward Cullen all over the place and got an Edward Cullen tattoo. And she was like, I just love him. And I was like, it's not a person. And then it's kind of like the guy that played Edward Cullen, whatever his name is.
Robert Pattinson.
Robert is like such a disappointment. And you're like, oh, and then you go back and watch Twilight now and you're like, Taylor Lautner was obviously hotter.
Well, anyway. Also, like his character in Twilight was very disappointing as well. It was so just that he was hot.
Yeah. But Edward Cullen, like you just like an asshole that doesn't talk and like gives you mixed signals. Like this is not right.
Yeah, I have true. Two.
Okay.
Cillian Murphy from Peaky Blinders, which his character, Thomas Shelby, is like the hottest fucking man alive, the character. And then I would like to maybe meet Elaine Bennis from Seinfeld.
Oh,
that, I feel like you and Elaine could get in some trouble.
That's a great one.
Wouldn't she be incredible?
Oh my God.
She's kind of like a Kelty.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Like
she
all
is
those
very
great
much
ways.
A Kelty. No, just it's spastic, a good way. The spastic energy.
You just don't know what you're going to get. Like every day is a surprise.
It's just so good. It's just so good.
Yeah, that's a really good answer.
Yeah.
Pelty, what's yours?
Mine's definitely Connell from Normal People. I've never been so in love with a fictional character. I follow the guy that plays Connell, Paul Mescal, and I know you guys haven't watched it, so you're not into it, but the Lady Gang has, I think, many people have.
Yeah.
And Paul Mescal, like honestly, the Instagram is a disappointment. He just reposts like photo shoots he's done and there's just like no soul to it. Connell is like, Connell's trying so hard to study and he's just not book smart. And he just wants to go to the library, but he can't stop thinking about you, you know?
Oh my God.
I also really wanted to have sex with Bradley Cooper's character in The Hangover.
Oh, that's a good one.
Like a one night stand.
Ugh, I was like, yes.
He's so fucking hot in that movie.
God.
But then in person, kind of again, disappointing. That's why you can't love an actor.
Is he disappointing in person?
Well, he's not that.
No.
He's not Brad Hangover guy.
Bradley Cooper's daughter, for the record, is maybe like, she is so stunning. Like, you know, when children are just. Yeah, but she's like 4 or 5 now.
Well,
and I just saw a picture.
Parents are.
Yeah, exactly. They're gorgeous humans. And I'm like, God, it's like that. I'd be intimidated to be at a party with her and she's 4.
Boom. Jack?
Was the question just meet somebody or was it like, who do you have a crush on? I can't remember the question.
It was like, who would you love to meet in real life? But we went into crush zone.
Mine would probably be Michael Bluth from Arrested Development. He reminds me of my dad a little bit. Mm-hmm. And like, I just think he's just actually everybody from Arrested Development. I would just, that cast is the perfect cast in the entire world. Like, oh my God.
That's good choice.
Yeah.
Mm. Most embarrassing childhood memory. I have mine. It just like popped to me. So I'll go while you guys think.
Okay.
In the fifth grade, I was stuffing my bra and because I was in fifth grade, I didn't own a bra. And so what I would do is I would take one of my mom's bras. My mom has fake giant boobs, and I would put it under my leotard from ballet. And then I would carefully, like in a Kelty Hobby Lobby way, craft like a little boob out of toilet paper. Like honestly, like a chicken cutlet now that I stuff in my bra, like I'm mm-hmm. still stuffing my bra, but like,
yeah.
And I would put it down, and then I'd stuff my bra. And then I remember being at the park. Usually I just wore t-shirts because I was like a suit, like very boy body. And so I just wore giant t-shirts to hide it. And I remember being at the park. This is how young I was. I was like playing on the slides, and some guy, I think his name was Donald, was like, "Oh my God, you stuff your bra," because like some of it was coming out the side of my leotard. I'm like, obviously I stuffed my bra. I didn't have boobs yesterday.
I used to wear water bras when I was like in
seventh. Of course. Yeah, but that's not embarrassing. That's so beautiful.
I mean, it's not beautiful, but, and it was definitely like way before puberty. Like I probably weighed literally 75 pounds and I had like C cup boobs that were just full of water and gel. And my mom's
so
like
heavy.
They were so heavy.
Yeah. They don't exist anymore, right?
I know. That was definitely of the times kind of thing. I haven't heard of that at all. One that pops up in my mind was when I was in elementary school and a pigeon shat on my head. And you know, like back in the day, that is like literally the end of the death of you. And then all the popular girls from my school started making fun of me and then shoved me into a classroom and locked me in there because I had a poopy head.
Wow. Bitches.
Bitches.
Look at you now.
Yeah, look at me now.
I don't know if I've told this story. Tell me if I have, but I changed schools in fourth grade, like from third to fourth grade, I went to a new school. Mm-hmm. And before my first day of school, we would always do back to school shopping and like go to like Gap Kids and whatever and find like one outfit for the first day. And it was like the era of Clueless. And so I bought like a literal knockoff of what Cher Horowitz would wear, like knee-high mm-hmm. socks.
No.
Plaid mini skirt.
Never told this story.
Sweater vest and like a collared shirt underneath. I was like, I always was obsessed with fashion, like looking chic, but never at the appropriate times. And it's, you go back to school in Georgia in like August, it is so fucking hot still. It's like 90 degrees.
Yeah.
And humid as fuck. And I walk outside during recess and we're in fourth grade. Like girls at that age are like starting to become very bitchy. And the three most popular girls in school were these two twins named Laura and Dabney and this one girl named Layton. I'm still friendly with all these girls. Anyways, they were like the most popular girls in school. And we walk outside and they like start come over and start talk to me or they start walking over. I'm like, oh my God, they're going to come talk to me. This is so exciting. I have no friends. And one of them, I think it was like Dabney. She looks at me. She goes, "Hey, aren't you hot in that outfit?" Like so judgy and so fucking bitchy.
And I'm like, yeah, but I also look hot, bitch.
Yeah, I was like sweating bullets underneath.
They were jealous of you. They were jealous of you.
And I was like, no, actually, I'm quite cold. It's like in that scene in Bridesmaids where she like has food poisoning but won't admit it. And then they give her like come over with the almonds. That was me like schwitzing.
Amazing.
Girls are so mean.
I mean, there is nothing meaner than a junior high aged girl. Like actual devils.
Fucking bitches.
Devils.
I remember once I was dating Danny Boyle and he had a broken arm and we dated for such a short time. I think his arm was broken the whole time, which means it was less than 6 weeks. And this girl
That's a long time for that age.
Well, when you're a loser, you can like make relationships last when you're not in demand, you know? But I remember this bitch, Christina, we were in by the lockers on the second level and I was sitting there with him and he was trying to break up with me, but I don't think he really wanted to break up with me because who would? And she walked by and she was like, "Did you do it yet?"
Oh my God.
And it's because he told her he was going to dump you?
Yes. And she knew. And then she came by and was like, did you do it yet? And then he was like,
We can't have kids. Kids are so fucking evil.
Did you guys ever have like a burn book in junior high?
No.
Like we had legit burn books that would go around and every like 2 weeks, it would be a new person out of the friend group that we would hate. So then like everybody would start talking shit on that person that week.
Should and we
then
do it a burn book just for us?
And then Jack and I have one. It's our text chain.
Oh, just kidding. But like, what is that with like, how do you, I'm curious. I think my mom, my parents didn't know, they didn't realize or like.
Oh, mine did. I don't know what it is. Like just at that age, it's, I think girls start like understanding and realizing their power, but then you're too young to understand the consequences of what you're doing.
Right. But like, how do you know if you're raising a sociopath or just like a normal bitchy girl who's eventually going to be a good person?
I don't know.
I don't think you know. I think that's
you
the,
don't know.
It's the questions.
They never know.
Yeah. Oh God. Depending. I'd love to have like a child psychologist on here and be like, here's why girls are so evil.
Evil. And on that note, thanks for joining us on this quickie, women of the world.
Welcome to our burn book.
You're great.
Lady Gang burn book.
That was so fun. Becca, have great times in Vancouver at your J.O. Just kidding.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
We weren't here for a long time, but
we were here for a good time.
Good time.
Good time.
Lady Gang is produced by Alex Ingberg, Will Sterling, and Steve Delamater. Make sure that you rate and review this podcast where you listen to it. Please, it makes a huge difference. And also subscribe so you never miss an episode. And if you really love the episode, we want to hear from you on our social media channels at Becca, at Kelty, at Jack Vanek, at the Lady Gang. But more importantly, we want to see you sharing the Lady Gang with your friends. So be like, oh my God, I just listened to this episode. It was great. Okay, here you go. Here's the link. Ah, love it, love it, love it. Okay, thanks for listening, and we'll see you next Tuesday.